you're like this vessel, and inside of you is this enormous love. We'll call it the love of God. And it just wants to flow through you. And in some way or another, we say, but I'm scared what people are going to think about it. What if they don't like me? What if I fail? I'm not ready yet. I'm not perfect. In life, or God simply looks back and says, oh my dear. Oh my dear, dear, dear. I love you. You see, inside of each human being, I'm just convinced of this. Sometimes it's hard to see because we have these expectations of what it might look like, but in every human being is this light that wants to shine in its own unique way. It could be through tending a garden and sharing the fruits of that with others. It could be showing up more fully at your job. It could be a lot of different things. But really what it is, in a way, is coming out of hiding and allowing that love to flow in the way that it feels moved to flow. And this, for me, is the gift, the opportunity. Very simple, but very massive in the perspective of being human that finds it so difficult to do just that, which makes it an epic challenge, which so obviously is worth it. Because what we're talking about is the liberation of your heart. I had a conversation with somebody today, and the conclusion of this conversation from their side was, it's so hard, everything about life and being human. It's so hard. All these things I'm trying to do, all these things that aren't working out, all this time of seemingly spinning my wheels going nowhere, it's all so hard. And in a way, my question in return was, what if it's supposed to be? Because so obviously in the tone was this assumption that it shouldn't be hard. It should be super, super easy. It's kind of like the experience of getting up on stage for the first time. Right? First you get an invite to get up on stage, and something in you says, nope, that's not happening. That's way too hard. And then we just assume, I'm not that type of person. But really, there's something magical about it being hard. Because something in you, in a way, kind of wants to. And not so much to, let's say, be seen by others, but something that wants to not be so afraid of it. Which is also like saying, I wish I could just stand in my light and be okay. And smile. And as someone who's been on stage 1,000 times, it's amazing how often I feel like I'm going to pee myself before I get started. And what happened was, not so much that the fear goes away. Of course, in a way it does. You become familiar. But my relationship with the fear changes. it's there for me rather than against me. The fear is an invitation to just let go. Because the fear is so wrapped around what other people think, it's so wrapped around outcome, it's so wrapped around what if it doesn't go a certain way. And the fear is a reminder to just let go. Let's just be here with people. And then I relax. And you see, so often as we move forward, as we step in that direction of letting our light shine, that same fear rises up. Or even wanting to be honest. And of course, that wanting to be honest is just simply saying, I want to breathe. I want to breathe. But I don't know what's going to happen. What are they going to think? What if they misunderstand? And that fear is just showing you all of the things that are irrelevant. Because what's really important is that you and your heart just wants to breathe. You want to breathe, and you want to show up to the challenge that is so obviously at your doorstep. Clearly, it's time for that. And let me end on this as just a beautiful reminder. In one way, it seems so obvious that the new depths of love that we discover are always the result of facing the things we fear. We've spent so much time avoiding those fears, running away from them, trying to get around them. But sooner or later, we have to turn and face them. And as we walk through that fire, we realize that the fire can't burn you. We realize the monster was imaginary. And now that love can shine. And if love is here to expand, it's on an epic search for everything you're afraid of. Which is why it just doesn't seem to stop. So persistent. Yeah. It's saying, look, look. There's love here. You just don't see it yet. Let's go. And we're playing the same game we played last time. Nope, this monster's real. I know all those other ones were imaginary, but not this one. No, this one's real. So adorable. And the more we can see this, for one, I hope it just exposes the playground. And two, it just gives us an opportunity to look at where we're at on our journey and choose the next fear. It's coming. Probably already there. Say, okay, let's see how this is the same as all the others. Let's see how this too is just love in disguise. This is what I love so much about relationships. I am such a fan of relationship conflict. I wish I had more of it in my life. Because it's so magnificent. Because it's always an innocent misunderstanding. And you see, the conflict creates a restriction where love can't flow, right? That's what it seems like. It seems like love is blocked. Something's in the way. Or it seems like the opposite of love, so you want to run away from it. But what it really is a misunderstanding. So when conflict shows up, I get excited. There's love there. And all it takes is a bit of understanding. And I also have to show up for that understanding. And in the learning of this, naturally, it makes sense why there isn't so much relationship conflict. Right? Just like everything else. The more you're open to it, the less of a problem it is. You see, and I understand we're going to forget this. It's totally fine. But just enjoy it with me for a second. Do you see how all this is organized? It's all set up. It's so incredibly sacred. Life. The design in play for love to expand. It's already done. And you've signed up for this adventure. And life, whether you see it or not, is 100% on your side. And yes, you will have plenty of moments of forgetting that, and it's fine. Just see it now. Oh my gosh, I'm not alone. Oh my gosh, the entire universe is rooting for me. The entire universe is waiting with great anticipation for you to show up. And if you don't, you know what they say? Oh my God, you're so cute. I love you. Want to try again? You see, there's no rush and there's no hurry. There's no demand and there's no expectation. But what is there is the realization that it's only a gift that you withhold from yourself. So it's not as if there's some great force out there that you're separate from that's withholding it from you. Because this great force knows that you already have it, so it's not worried. In one way, it's like the fear of the human is, I'm afraid I'm not lovable. And you see how the universe says, oh my gosh. It knows how wildly absurd that is. That you have an infinite supply of love and it's not going anywhere. You can't lose it. It understands very deeply that you are here to simply wake up to the love that you already are. And if you don't, if you, in a way, choose not to, that's fine. You're still the love. And where is that love? Think you know. That love in some way is in your willingness to release yourself, which is just another form of loving yourself. Letting go of the world, what people think. Coming home to you. And then saying, okay, let's go.
Hey, thanks for watching or listening. to Real Talk for Heart-Based Humans with me, Tiger Singleton. If you're ready, or almost ready, to integrate these discoveries into your daily life, come find me. Let's explore how I might support you one-on-one or in my small private community where living a real heart-based life is the priority. Whether you need to find clarity, get focused, or completely turn your life around, let's do it together in a grounded, playful, and deeply meaningful way. Your life is sacred, deeply connected to all that is. Please, don't waste it hiding behind an imaginary fear. It's time to show up.